From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hey, fuckers, it's Christina Hutchinson.
And Corinne Fisher. You're about to listen to a clip from our podcast, Guys We Fucked. And this week we have on fucking JoJo.
Fucking JoJo.
Oh. This was a huge get. We also found out that she is a fan of our show, like incredible.
I'll never forget the day that she responded back to my Instagram comment. So we hope you enjoy this excerpt of our interview with JoJo. If you want to hear more, head on over to luminarypodcasts.com where you can get full episodes of Guys We Fucked and other podcast episodes by the minds of Trevor Noah, Roxanne Gay, Russell Brand, and more.
My friends are very confused or confounded by it, and they're like, I can't believe you and your mom talk this way. Or they'll come over and ask their questions to my mom, and it's I love that we're like the Dr. Ruth household, or I don't know.
Yeah,
we love talking about sex.
Oh, that's wonderful. How are you having sex now?
I am.
Oh, that's nice. Wow, wait, how do you fuck
are you not
in the house? No, I haven't been touched by a man sexually since January. Mm. But I also, you know, when I read that you were like, you know, celibate on purpose, I was like, oh, I'm just going to say I'm celibate on purpose because that makes me feel better about it. But then I'm like, I actually am, because if I wanted to have sex with somebody, I'd find somebody. But I'm not trying. And so I'm like, oh, I'm just forcing myself to think I want to have sex when I actually don't.
I love that. That's so true, because it's so easy to find somebody to have sex with in actuality, but you don't want to. Nobody's good enough for that position in your life right
now.
That's
settling.
Mm-hmm. No, there's no settling. Exactly.
So
the older we get,
how do you meet a guy? How do you like this person?
I don't really meet new guys. It's more, I have been a master recycler in my life.
Yeah.
It's like if we've had good sex in the past, great. And it's a comfort thing. It's not always the healthiest, but what I'm doing right now is totally cool. And as far as having sex with my mom in the house, I really try to keep that to a minimum.
Yeah.
Really try to keep that to a minimum, just because I like to be completely free. And I'm a singer, so you can imagine that I don't like to be silent.
Right, so you're very vocal. So when you're looking for like a relationship beyond sex, whenever that time comes around, how do you like actively say, this is the time, I'm now open and ready and accepting of finding love? Do you let it come to you? What is kind of like your process with that, since you're someone who is in relationships a lot?
I haven't had a good conscious process like you're describing before now.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Now what I'm doing is focusing on being whole, feeling good, sowing into my friendships, my family relationships, expanding my creativity, being in the present moment. As I know that sounds real woo-woo,
no,
but
it's so real.
It's so real to me right now. And I find that when I'm busy doing my thing, mm-hmm. is when somebody steps into that equation and complements it really nicely. And you guys are, you know, vibrating in a way that's complementary. And it's been through just over the years and different experiences that I've realized now that I am not interested in just having somebody to distract myself with, or just someone to have sex with. It has to be more than that. It has to
be deeper.
Yeah, it has to be deeper. But yeah, I think that's the vibe, is you have to, I don't know. I've never been on an app or anything, so it's not like I like prepare myself and I'm like, okay, now I'm ready for the world. And yo, it must be so hard to actually meet new people in this pandemic. I mean, it's yeah. one thing to talk to somebody via DMs or whatever, but
yeah. And I think men in particular, when they're not social, like obviously a quarantine is just, you're, it's very lonely. And so you're seeking connection. And if you're, you know, you can go on the app. So I think men are just like, they're too excited. And so it comes out as I almost, cause I do this thing on my Instagram called Fuckboy Friday, where I'll just read people's DMs, dating app conversations that they send me. And some of these guys, I can tell, I'm like, you want to get it in so bad that you're ruining it. But I can see the heart deep, deep, deep down.
Oh, and that excitement is so uncomfortable. Like, I don't mean, I mean excitement in a negative way. It's like, oh, you're like a puppy. You know, it's like, ooh, just relax. Cause it's making me feel weird. And it makes me feel like if we ever did have to have sex, it would be really dissatisfying because you can't control yourself and you need to,
you need to be in your own
come
body.
Right away.
Yes. Yeah. Do you, what's the most adventurous thing you've done sexually that you're like, oh, I'm proud of myself for being down to do that or open?
I just heard my mom close the basement door. So I'm like, is she coming out? Right? the most adventurous thing, you know, because I came up in the public eye, I never thought that I'd be one to have any form of public sex because that really scared me. Like even when my friends would tell me about they had sex with their boyfriends in a car or like they had sex in a bathroom somewhere, I'm like, oh, clutches pearls. I could never do that because I'm so friggin' scared that, you know, somebody would see me and that I'd get arrested.
Cops are gonna get me.
That I'd get arrested and then my family would think I'm some type of whore bag because so when I had sex on a rooftop once, I was really, really proud of myself. I was like, you know what? You faced your fear, girl. And it was,
I did it.
It's with somebody I deeply trusted. We were super in love. So like pretty much if I'm super in love and we trust each other, you can kind of, I'm down to explore. Yeah. And that's my MO. I love that.
Have you ever had a three-way? Three-way with two guys, hands down. Woo! That was my favorite. That was my favorite sexual experience. One of them was a porn star.
I'm
that
proud
we flew
of you.
In.
Oh,
I'm
my
proud of me too.
God.
And it was so. These guys were so like kind, emotionally intelligent men. Obviously, very good at sex, but like just it was just really. They were both in their bodies and they weren't like, and it was just, it was all that's in the bank for the rest of my life.
Wow. I'm proud of you. And I love watching that configuration of porn, but I'm too scared to go ahead and do that. So I don't know, but you know,
it's a lot of trust.
Life is still short. But yeah, there is a lot of trust. I imagine that has to be there. It's so vulnerable. But yes, mm-hmm. I've had a threesome, but not with two men.
Not with two guys. Yeah.
Has there ever been anything that the paparazzi has caught you doing, you know, whether it be sexual or not, that you're like, fuck, this is like not what I wanted to, you know, anyone else to see?
No, because it wasn't like I was like super, I never was Britney Spears level of paparazzi them ever. And like that's, that would be so scary. I can't believe. Yeah. Whew, I'm so glad
that'll fuck up anybody's mental health. It's gnarly what is done to people.
I agree. So I'm glad that a lot of that people didn't get to see shit that I didn't want them to see. Me getting, you know, making out with people that I never would have made out with. Like I was the kissing bandit. Like from 18 to 22, I made out with so many people.
And you're like, I'm free.
Yes. And I was like, I'm free, but I'm not sleeping with them. So like, I'm still a good girl. I like walked this line because I grew up Catholic of like, I want to be a good girl, but also like sex is so interesting. Yeah. So I don't know. I don't think anybody's really caught me doing anything crazy, which is great. Someone was on my side. Someone was looking out for me up there.
Is there anything that you've learned about yourself that was surprising in the 1 year of celibacy that you don't think you would have, you know, figured out as quickly otherwise?
How much I smothered my discomfort with intimacy. Like how much I had done that over the years. how when I was feeling vulnerable or feeling scared or unsure about something going on in another area of my life, how that would trigger me wanting to reach out to somebody who I knew, you know, loved and cared about me and would want to please me sexually, or who I could be intimate with and have that rush of endorphins and that safety and that being chosen and all that. And I realized that that's what I was looking for, and that it really was. I wondered if, you know, I was just questioning my relationship around sex when I chose to be abstinent for a while. And honestly, it made me feel powerful to just know that my answer was going to be no, even to be desired and then withhold. I really liked that. That was something that I hadn't really explored that much.
Yeah. Yeah. There is something very almost feminine about that in a weird way. Like there's
this
one
agree.
Corinne and I reference this book all the time. It's the title sucks. It's called Getting to I Do, but it's about masculine and feminine energy. Mm-hmm. And one of the things, you know, I was against the book because of the title, and it's kind of very 80s and corny. But one of the things she said was, a real woman knows when to leave. I'm like, oh. And that's that kind of that same vibe of like, you know, you're going to say no. Like, I don't know. There's something
it's
like the
so
mystical about it.
That you're bringing up the feminine and masculine energy, because I've been thinking about that so much, and I don't want it to sound anti-feminist, because I'm not. I'm sure we all, you know, want equality for the sexes in every single way. But it's just recognizing that which is feminine in everybody, and that which is masculine. And I had been, and it did feel very empowering and nurturing to nurture myself in other ways other than soothing myself in combining with another person, or just like burrowing into a relationship or something like that. I just became aware of how much I had done that. And also it felt really, really great to just spend nights upon nights by myself and creating a space that felt sacred to me, that it wasn't about what my boyfriend dug on the walls.
You're truly just being genuine.
Hey guys, we hope you enjoyed that excerpt from our interview with JoJo. If you want to hear the whole thing, head on over to luminarypodcasts.com, where you can get a subscription for as little as $2.99 a month.
Do what the cool kids are doing. Thanks.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.